Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
Fernando's dirty.
And having recently tied the knot, I know how much goes into planning a wedding, even if it is a more simple affair. So I'd imagine Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin's wedding is going to be a pretty large event. Now that date has already been changed three times.
Yeah, but they're not even planning it.
Well, I'm sure somebody else.
Yeah. Somebody else is doing it.
Well, if you read all this stuff, you would think Justin and Haley are like doing everything for this.
And at this point, why even do it? I mean, you're already married, so just throw a party and be done with it. You mean, listen, you both look so skanky right now. Like, who cares?
That's why
you look pretty. Like, you look cute on your wedding day. I mean, remember last week when we were talking about not washing your hair for weeks at a time, and you were talking about Jackie Hollywood being a grease ball and stuff? They both look like they have not washed their hair in months. Justin Bieber's hair is about as greasy as it could possibly get. And Haley Baldwin is right there behind him. I mean, they look like they were found with that volleyball on that deserted island. On that deserted island with, what's his name, Wilson is a volleyball? They look like they chasing Wilson around.
They for real do, though.
They really look skanky.
I know. Mm-hmm. Actually, because she was part of the models that were doing this whole Fyre Fest thing. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's still there. I mean, they just don't care right now.
As my mother would say, their hair looks like they've been had rats sucking on
sucking
them.
On it, yeah.
Whatever that means. I don't know.
I didn't know rats could do that. But
suck on your hair? I'm sure they do. They're trying to get the nutrients out, I guess. I don't know what they do.
Well, they've already changed his date three times. And yes, they have been. They've already got married in New York City. So legally, they are married. But they, you know, there's a religious angle to this, too. I mean, obviously, he's pretty devout. So he
a
wants
party?
To.
Oh, yeah.
He wants. Well,
he's so
he
devout.
Goes to church. Let me
okay.
say.
Okay. Yeah. When I think devout, I think Justin Bieber.
Yeah, exactly. But again, they're going to do this in L.A. There needs to be this, you know, connection to the church as well. So, and they want to have all of their family around. I mean, the thing in New York was really just running down to, you know, the
getting
city hall.
Getting the gift certificate. I mean, not gift certificate. Wedding certificate.
Yeah,
the gift certificate.
Yeah. You get
I'd rather have a gift certificate than a wedding certificate. And trust me, and her father is so loony and nuts. Who wants him around for the wedding?
Isn't he just like, didn't he? He has to go to his
He's
court
a Trumper.
Dates. And, yeah.
No, that's Alec. That's her uncle.
Oh,
goofball.
Yeah. Whatever. Same thing.
He's nuts, too. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
He's funny on Saturday Night Live, but he's crazy. He beats people up. He calls his daughter a pig. I mean, he's nuts as well. Who wants those nuts around?
I don't know.
And what happened to Billy? What happened to Billy Baldwin?
You
remember
know,
when he was in that Backdraft or whatever? He was so hot back in the day.
Well, he ain't
Where
as
did
hot.
Billy go?
I don't know. He's like raising kids, too.
You got Steven is nuts. You got Alec is funny, but also half nuts. And where's Billy? Did they kill Billy?
We don't know
about it.
Let's see. Maybe somebody knows. 888-456-9970
for a while, but he's gone again, too.
They were like the hottest. They were like the Hemsworth brothers of back in the day. Like, they're just all.
I didn't know there were so many of them.
Calm down. They weren't even close to the Hemsworths. As far as looks go.
Listen.
Now they were hot in acting.
If I had to choose, I'd take the Hemsworths. But back in the day.
Steven used to be hot. Now he's just a big loon. And he's got a big fat pumpkin head now.
There are 300 guests. For the Haley Baldwin Justin Bieber wedding, Kylie Jenner, Travis Scott, Drake, all expected to show up to this
thing. Why don't they just call this doucherama? Instead of a wedding, it just could be called like a WWE doucherama. 2019.
All right. Speaking of douchebags, Chris Brown was released from a jail or custody in Paris on those rape allegation charges.
Please deny his entry back here.
Don't send him back
Keep
here.
Him there. We do not want him.
Currently, there are no charges pending, but there's still an investigation going on. So we'll see what goes on with him. That's your dirty.
It's Weird News Wednesday.
Weird News Wednesday. Weird News Wednesday.
Well, no surprise that this happened in Florida, and I thought this story was hilarious when I read it, even though some people got hurt. They didn't die. A Florida police department says an officer ran over two people who were lying on a dark roadway to watch Sunday night's lunar eclipse. Remember that dark red blood?
The blood wolf moon, whatever that was.
The West Palm Beach Police Department said the accident happened when an officer was patrolling a nature preserve around midnight. Two idiots were laying in the road, staring up at the sky, trying to see the moon. And he didn't see them because he was going through the
You don't expect people to be laying in the middle of a road.
They try to be like from The Notebook or something. Remember that scene when they're in the road and they almost get run over?
Don't do things
These
from
people
movies.
Got ran over.
So stupid. Both pedestrians were transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. I just think it's so funny. I'm just picturing like the people lying there and they got like a speed bump. Thought it was a speed bump. He went over the both of them.
Oh my God. Are they okay? Did they get like
they're fine.
Cracked ribs or something?
Listen, it's always people like that that don't end up dead. Like that, those people survive. The kind of people who will lay in a road to watch a moon, lunar, wolf moon, those are the people who live, unfortunately. And then we have, you know, people like Steve Jobs who have to die. Like, why can't Steve Jobs be alive?
I don't
these
know.
People get, you know,
I'm ready for like the next big breakthrough in technology. Where is it?
Here's the other thing that I find comical. The officer has been placed on paid administrative leave while the case is being investigated.
Like, just for driving down
what
the road?
What is there to investigate? Two people were lying in the middle of the road. He was doing his job patrolling the area, and in the dark, he ran over them.
I mean, they were in a nature preserve. Why couldn't they just be laying in the grass?
Idiots. I don't know. Hey, and also, this seems idiotic as well, but it depends on, I guess, who you believe, research or maybe some doctors, but a Danish company that's based in the United States is selling a used tissue product containing a human sneeze for $79.99.
What?
Now, it claims that the product will help fight against colds and flu. So it's almost sort of like an inoculation, they're saying. You know how you get the flu shot to prevent the flu or whatever? So basically, the product is a tissue that is treated with what they call a hydro layer. It's a hydro layer. It is basically...
Mocos.
They have mocos in them. Somebody, they have a human person, go in there, sneeze into their tissues. They do it to several tissues. They have a rotation of sick people to sneeze into tissues.
Ew, my business proposition for you, Shan. Next time we get sick,
just... Ew. Right. Yeah, sell it.
$69.99.
All right.
I'm going to undercut by $10.
Now, if you're
side hustle.
If you're thinking that no one would buy this product, it's been sold out for weeks online. And for, now this again, if we have any doctors or nurses who want to dispute this, 888-456-9970, but they claim that this helps you get a cold on your own terms and then helps you prevent in cold and flu season from getting sick again. Don't
so
know
it's
if
like,
that's true
you're
or
like,
not.
Oh, like you know what? I got a free weekend today.
Yeah,
let me get sick.
So, like, get it over with, and then you don't have to worry about it for the rest of the season.
Yeah, but I don't know that person that sneezed into that.
Cochinos.
I don't know nothing about
now,
it.
Now, for those who are looking for a more traditional way to stay healthy, one doctor interviewed suggested these crazy things. Follow a healthy diet.
What?
Take zinc.
Nuts.
Take some vitamin C.
Crazy.
She also recommended bone broth, which used to be all the rage a couple years ago, steamy showers if you get sick, and lots of sleep.
Oh, I could do that.
I will take that.
Yeah,
Do you want that over the sneeze Kleenex?
Yes, thank you.
That is your weird news with Fernando and Greg at 99.7. Man, I feel like free commute. We're paying some bills for Nancy Tran. Nancy Tran of San Jose. Let's give you 10 minutes on the clock starting right now. 888-456-9970. Nancy Tran of San Jose. We're going to pay your bill. Inside the weird news, we were just talking about this company that's selling tissues that people have sneezed into. So you can get a cold or a flu on your terms.
Yeah,
they're
almost comparing it to inoculation. Like, you're going to get a little bit of a cold in there, but it's going to then keep you healthy after that. There is no science behind it that I know of. And
but you
it
said they've already
crazy.
Sold out, or they've sold quite a few.
Their website is sold out. It says it's been sold out for weeks. It's $80.
Girl, bye.
To get a sneeze in tissue. Now, we have a nurse.
I thought that could be our side hustle. We could just start sneezing in a tissue next time we get sick. But, yes, we do have a nurse on the line right now. Alyssa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so we in the weird news were just talking about people buying this tissue for $80 that has a sneeze in it.
Yes, and I'm a nurse, and I'm going to tell you that's beyond lame-o, because first of all, it's not like an inoculation, because an inoculation has to work completely different in the body, with allowing things to replicate, and it's the whole science behind that. But the other thing is, flu and cold season, go to the grocery store and the bank and just don't wash your hands during any of that. You're guaranteed to pick up something. and that's free. It's free. You go to the camp for $40. You just paid yourself to get the cold. Why go pay somebody else? It's there really you. A I love dumb it. Idea.
You know what? You've solved it's the problem so by not doing that.
Yeah, oh my God. That. And it's like, depending on how healthy you are, you're not going to, there's no way you're going to be guaranteed to get whatever somebody spewed in that tissue.
And it's just so gross to even think about. But I also read on their, in the story, they don't offer any scientific proof of this either. There's no science behind it.
People will buy anything.
There is no science behind it because you're literally just putting that thing on your face to expose yourself. Yeah. All you have to do is just not wash your hands. That's it.
Well, you ruined Monish's side hustle. I mean, we were going to just start sneezing.
Look, you guys, you really want to have a side hustle? Just like go lick the buttons on the ATM, get sick, and then sell your
All right.
You guys are golden.
I'm
going
to charge people to lick buttons on an ATM out on the street.
There you go. Yeah, you can be like, I guarantee you're going to get something. It might even be more than the cold or flu, so you're welcome.
Thanks for doing us those favors.
And now, Shans, what you doing at the courthouse?
What you doing at the courthouse?
Coming to press charges on Cassie.
Oh, who's Cassie?
My baby daddy.
Oh, wow. And what did he do?
What didn't he do is what you should ask.
What didn't he do?
Well, it's a number of things he didn't do. He should have left my money alone, not cashed my checks. So now he's going to be in here.
So how much money are we talking?
Like 15, honey.
Oh, what is, so did he run away? Did Cassie run?
Yeah, he on the run now.
Oh, man. Is he running from you or from the popo?
The popos, baby.
So if you had anything to say to this Cassie character, what would you say?
You old told you don't do it. Now you
tell him to give me my money back.
Give me my fucking money back, you 99.7 is my favorite station in the morning.
So what you doing at the courthouse?
Oh, I'm coming out here from doing time, I guess.
Oh, damn, girl. So how much time did you do?
I did about 6 months.
You want to tell us what happened?
Oh, they caught me doing I was out here selling myself.
Were you making hella good money?
Of course. I wouldn't be out here if I wasn't.
So, like, say a day, how much would you make?
About 300.
What, in a day? Oh. And what would you do with all this money? Like, how do you spend all that money?
Well, pay my rent, buy clothes, look good, come back out here again.
Was it fun? Did you enjoy it, or what was it?
It's a job. Look at it. It's a job.
Sketchy. So what was, like, the best thing you purchased with all this money?
My living room set.
She bought me.
And who are you?
I'm her friend. And she's telling a damn lie. What she got busted for was for whooping her man's.
Damn, putting your friend on blast, but I like it. So what happened with this guy? He needed a good whooping.
Yes, he definitely got one. We're going to see him right now, as a matter of fact.
You guys are still friends with this man?
We're still friends. We still love him because we might need somebody else to whoop, and he's already been there.
So you got to call this fool?
We got to call this fool.
Okay, I just love that they remain friends.
I know.
I mean, I really
it's a happy
do.
Ending.
That actually shows that people can get along, even if they, you know, sometimes. And she said they would do it to him again if he needs it. But they're going to remain his friend because they really like him.
Yeah.
I love that she would rather you think that she is a prostitute rather than say that she whooped
like
the man's
what?
Butt.
Her friend put her on blast. She's like, that's a damn lie. Wow. And they're all friends still. That's good.
You always get the good ones, Shan.
Yeah, you really do. You have a way of finding everybody. All right, that's your courthouse.
Greg.
Time for down home.
All right. that?
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
I mentioned yesterday that you were the queen of football pools back in the day.
Yes, I was.
You could win. I mean, you always won. You won the big pots. You won the Super Bowl pots.
Didn't you have like a huge lucky streak at 1.2 where you not only won that, but you won a new truck? I mean, what was this whole series of events?
Now, wait just a minute. I didn't always win.
Mom, you won more than the average person.
I wouldn't know about that.
Well, I've never won a brand new truck.
Keep trying.
No, my mom, during the Cowboys, when the Cowboys, they would have a football pool every week. My mom would usually win at least one pot. Then at the Super Bowl one year, didn't you win $1,000 or $2,500?
That somebody else paid for to get me in.
Oh, yeah.
Who did it?
That's true. Your customers, two of them, I think, pitched in because you said that the football pool was too expensive.
And I won.
Did you have to share any of the money with them?
No, they wouldn't take it.
No, they're guys.
They're stupid.
She's
like
a
me.
Woman. She's a woman. They have a thing called chivalry in Texas.
They treat their women with all the respect in the world.
Mom,
don't
how much,
mess with Texas.
How much was that football pot you won that time?
I think $1,000 maybe.
Damn.
And then how much did you win that time at the casino before Dad even checked y'all into the hotel?
$9,000.
What?
Whoa.
And then you flew home and you got a call that you won
a truck.
What the?
I'm
Damn.
Telling you, my mom is lucky.
Yeah, you are.
You need to give me some of that.
Honey, that's long gone.
What kind of truck was it? Was it a Ford F-150?
Yep.
Oh, all right then.
So who's doing the football pod?
Well, I think Shan's boyfriend is going to put it together.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it tomorrow. Do you want in on it?
How much is it?
I don't know, 25? 25?
She doesn't even know how it works.
We'll find out when her boyfriend
comes. And when does it pay? Does it pay at the quarters, the half?
Well, it's
the
gonna...
final, the overtime?
Her boyfriend will know. She won't know.
Well, yep. I'm going to tell you right now to be sure and tell him don't make it pay at the end of the game, because if it's overtime, then you got the people that, when the game was over, say they won.
Well, maybe you have to make a stipulation. But...
Well, you do. You have to. You either pay it every quarter, or you pay it half, or you pay it the end, or you pay it the end of the regulation.
Like, my mom's a regular bookie over here.
God, I know.
Maybe you should
order.
Come up with the pool. Put this together.
Well, however he decides to do it, Mom, I will go ahead and buy you two or three spots into the football pool.
Just buy the whole thing, Greg.
Well, then, aren't I wasting money if I buy it all?
Well, you hadn't won anything, you hadn't gained anything. Well, she needs to get the details. What's the final prize? She doesn't know.
She doesn't know any of this, Mom.
He asked me, hey, does your boys want to do a square with me? And I was like, yeah, probably.
She doesn't even know what the game is, Mom.
Yeah. I really don't. Is it this weekend?
No.
It's next year.
All right. Well, we were trying to get the scoop.
All right. You got it.
All right. Have a great day.
Y'all too. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
And just so everybody knows, including the management of this company, I'm going to say it again. I said it yesterday. I did the research. These football pools, as long as the organizer is not making any money off of it that the other people aren't open to make, and as long as the grand prize is not more than $2,500, it is legal under California law, Penal Code 336.A or something like that.
So, you sounded smart.
Just so the corner offices all know about this, just so Salt Lake City understands, this is not gambling in the state of Texas.
I should just ask
California, whatever state we are in.
HR lady Lisa Loda be in it, and Carl's, and then we're safe.
Just keep them out of it, and just keep it on the low low.
Oh, yeah, because it's not out there.
But everybody does these pools.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
does them. Every office. And you know what? March Madness isn't that far around the corner. We'll
I
be
mean,
having
everybody
that.
Everybody really does that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it will be crazy. What is, speaking of crazy, if you didn't compute all that, in 1 year, within a month, my mother won $1,000 grand prize in the Super Bowl football pool. Her and my father went to Vegas a couple weeks later. She won $9,000 on a slot machine As my dad was checking into the hotel, she sat down while he was doing that. She won it right off the bat. Whew. Came home 2 days later. They
checked
called,
out. We're going home.
They called. No. My mother gets the bug. No, she'll never leave. Then 2 days after they got back home, she got a call. She won a brand new Ford truck from a raffle she entered at the bank.
Wow.
That was all within like a month period. Anybody had a streak like that? Anybody lucky like that? 888-456-9970. The greatest luck you've had. We'd love to hear.
I've only had two things. I won a dirt bike when I was 17 years old from a store. And then the next week I won $106 from a local radio station.
Yeah, you're no Ginger.
I'm no Ginger. But it's probably the luckiest streak I've ever been on.